Welcome to Mind Walk.
حدا من اللي بيعزونا يسلم على اللي كانوا يعزونا ويقلوا لولا شو ما صار.
ما في كمل. اوكي. شفت الضوء. مرحبا. أوكي.
مرحبا. نحن حوالي 4 ملايين نسمة. حاليا فل من البلد 150 ألف شخص وأكلناها شي 15 ألف صاروخ إسرائيلي. اختلفنا بالأول كيف بدنا نحكي معكم. هل منحكي معكم كمشاهدين عرب أو كأوروبيين؟ المهم اتفقنا أنه مش مهم، لأنه أصلاً ما حدا عم يسمع. ما حدا عم يسمع أنه في نص مليون مهجر. نص مليون مهجر. أنه في أكثر من 300 شهيد و1000 جريح. انتو سمعتوا مثلا عن ضيعة اسمها مروحين؟ مروحين، صريفة، قانا والمنصوري، صبرا وشتيلة، دير ياسين، كفر قاسم، مجزرة. 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 دقيقة صمت. اسمعونا منيح. نحن محاصرين وريحة الهوا برا برود. برود والعالم عم يتفرج. نحن محاصرين لأنه العالم عم يتفرج. بس المهم أو الأهم، بعد في عنا شوية أكل ومي وعزة وكرامة وحب كبير. نحن 4 ملايين نسمة. 4 ملايين وواحد خلق اليوم بمدرسة تحت الحصار. نحن هون. انتو وين؟
حدا من اللي بيعزونا يسلم على اللي كانوا يعزونا ويقلن لولا شو ما صار. من مرة على مرة يضلون يعزون.
How do you justify your support for Hezbollah and its leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah?
A preposterous way to introduce an item, and what a preposterous first question. Israel is invading Lebanon and has killed 30 times more Lebanese civilians than have died in Israel. So it's you who should be justifying the evident bias which is written on every line on your face and is in every nuance of your voice and is loaded in every question that you ask.
Can I ask you about a report that's in today's Sunday Telegraph, which showed that Iran has given Hezbollah long-range missiles capable of targeting any part of Israel. Iran, according to this Iranian MP who helped found Hezbollah, has also said that Iran has given the authorization to target Tel Aviv. Can you blame Israel for wanting to destroy those missiles?
This is preposterous. America has given Israel missiles that can target not just every city in Lebanon, but every city in the Arab and Muslim world, including Iran. Why should America be allowed to give long-range missiles to Israel, including hundreds of nuclear missiles, but Iran is not allowed to give
missiles? Because it's given it to a terrorist organization.
But they're not a terrorist organization. Only in the minds of Rupert Murdoch's Sky and the Times and the Sun and the News of the World.
I'm going to stop you there, Mr. Galloway.
In most people's eyes, Israel is a terrorist state. It's the fact that you cannot comprehend that fact that leads to the bias which runs through all of your reporting and every question that you've asked me in this interview. Israel occupies their country and holds thousands of their compatriots as kidnapped hostages in their dungeons. It's really very simple, except if you think only in a clock that goes back 4 weeks. You're old enough to know better that this origins of this conflict are not 4 weeks or 4 years or 14 years, but are decades old. You want people to think that the crisis started when the clock started ticking on Sky News. The reality is that this conflict will go on. The United Nations resolution solves nothing, gives Lebanon nothing, gives the prisoners in Israeli dungeons nothing, and as Anne Cluid, my erstwhile colleague, was just saying, Israel has just kidnapped even more Palestinian politicians, cabinet ministers, members of parliament, and thousands of others held in Israeli dungeons. And this war will continue until the overall settlement is reached. That settlement must mean Israeli withdrawal from all occupied territory that it currently holds since the war in 1967, the release of all political prisoners, and a state for the Palestinians with East Jerusalem as its capital. No justice, no peace. You're not going out of business as a newscaster in Jerusalem anytime soon, believe me.
Well, as usual, we've prompted a huge email response both for and against you, Mr. Galloway, so we'll leave it there. I have to say that some people might find it offensive when more families are mourning their dead. To hear you say that it was a bloody good idea. So
you don't give a damn. You don't even know about the Palestinian families. You don't even know that they exist. Tell me the name of one member of the seven members of the same family slaughtered on the beach in Gaza by an Israeli warship. You don't even know their name, but you know the name of every Israeli soldier who has been taken prisoner in this conflict, because you believe, whether you know it or not, that Israeli blood is more valuable than the blood of Lebanese or Palestinians. That's the truth, and the discerning of your viewers already know it.
Joanne Saul's son enlisted in the army as an engineer, but instead he has been conducting daily patrols in the Anbar province west of Baghdad for 8 months. She says he joined believing he would help protect the United States and also get an education, but soon realized his mistake.
When he first arrived in Camp Pitt, the people were friendly, and as the months went by, there were so many casualties that the people and even the officers in my son's unit spoke out publicly and said that we're only hurting the people here in Camp Pitt, and we should leave and let the people rebuild the country themselves. They're better off without us there. And my son's last call to me was very upsetting. And he said, Mom, he says, it's really bad. A lot of people are getting hurt. And he says, I gotta go. And he hung up the phone, and I haven't heard since. And I'm just waiting and waiting and upset. So the conditions have worsened in the last few months very, very much. The Iraqis want the people out. They just want to force them out. They feel that if we leave, that the insurgency will decrease. And even the American troops feel that way also. He was already hit by a roadside bomb. He was a gunner. Split his eardrum, and he got shell shock. And that's when they sent him to Camp Pitt for some reason. And he's been there ever since, conducting missions.
Every day?
Every day. Sometimes they don't sleep, he said. Yeah.
What are you asking that people here should do?
Well, I think everybody should call their senators, the congressmen, write letters and demand that the troops come home, because if this war continues and if this administration has their way, there will be a draft sooner or later, because a lot of our troops are getting killed and wounded. People don't realize it, and their kids are going to have to go. And then I think finally when there is a draft, then maybe there will be public outcry.
Do you think the war is expanding now that there's a conflict between Israel and Lebanon?
I think that this war is going to escalate. I think we're going to go into Iran and Syria. I really think with this president, he's not afraid to say, bring him on again, because he's not the first one in line. He's sending our kids to do it. And yeah, I think Israel should pull out and they should cease fire and they should have some kind of agreement. The Hezbollah has really grown in numbers, and let them do what they want to do. Let live and let us live.
John Benton from Little Ferry, whose son Matthew died on May 1st in Iraq, stood for the first time on the vigil and said he regretted not having joined the Bring the Troops Home movement sooner. As car after car honked in support, a large sign provocatively proclaimed, 2,596 dead, had enough yet?
We specifically want our legislators to introduce or support legislation to bring the troops home now from Iraq. But they know that they have a constituency that wants the war ended and wants the troops out. And the people honking are truck drivers and landscapers. The people who are not honking are waving or giving a peace sign. We've met with Senator Menendez and Senators Lautenberg, who have both said that they were strongly moved by the meetings. Because, you know, when your kids are over there in the middle of these battles, you're desperate for the war to end for the Iraqi people and for our own troops.
Starved in Metropolis. hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Acropolis, slam dance Cosmopolis, enlighten the populace.
Blast off, but sister, don't let them blast off in ya. unless you got a ring on your finger, education, a degree or certification, or you gonna end up in a tight situation. Blast off. But brother, don't blast off and step off. Be a man with yours. Don't leave your shorty and your seed alone to fight these wars. Blast off. I see some of y'all need clarification. The real blast off is the jump off, and that's education. Cause yo, cats gon' bling, blaze, bang, and do their thing. But you got to understand, and overstand the unseen hand. You got to understand, and overstand the unseen hand. Cause there's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. To get you out of school into the prison industrial system. Make you just a number in the beast computer arteries, or just a tombstone in the cemetery. Either way, the system gets paid. You just a matrix battery. So don't let them stop you. And get out your own way. You keeping it real? Keeping it real is good credit and straight A's. And the world will bow to you and write you a blank check. You be too big for pimping rides with MTV cribs. You be ruling the world like Lauryn Hill and Nas talked about. And you be like, yo, that cat Kamal was the truth, no doubt. So blast off. Focus on your goals, take control and roll. Let this whole cipher know that you got soul. Like the atom in the womb of the universe that grew into the sun. With wisdom, keep rising like helium. Yo, blast off.
Thank you. a battle for the hearts and the minds of the people of South Vietnam.
America wins the wars that she undertakes, make no mistake about it. And we have declared war on tyranny and aggression. If this little nation goes down the drain and can't maintain her independence, ask yourself what's going to happen to all the other little nations.
Care that goes into it, the humanity that goes into it.
The president and his secretary of defense continues to mislead and misinform the American people. And enough of it's gone by.
Saddam Hussein has gone to elaborate lengths, spent enormous sums, taking great risks to build and keep weapons of mass destruction.
Soldiers and Nixon's coming, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming, war dead in Ohio.
Suffered their heaviest casualties in the war in Vietnam last week, 543 killed in action.
631 Americans.
More than 325 troops have been killed in Iraq.
Largest number of American military deaths since Vietnam.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.